of the Zman, I want to go over with you, well, it was last week, Sedra, but I want to go over to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. In Eschanon, you had the first parsha in Krishma, Veshinam Tom Levanecho. And you all know that we say in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah and Pei, we say it every morning by the Birkas of Torah, the Talmud Torah Keneged Kumam. The Talmud Torah is the biggest mitzvah we have, right? So why is Talmud Torah the biggest mitzvah? More than any other mitzvah, so there are two pshatim in this. The Gro in Shnois Eliyahu and Maseches Pei on this Mishnah says, he says a very simple reason why Talmud Torah is the biggest mitzvah. Because he says, if you do a mitzvah, you have one mitzvah, right? You put on tefillin. You make a mitzvah of tefillin. You put on the tzitzis. You make a mitzvah of tzitzis. But it's one mitzvah. By Talmud Torah, every word and even every ois is a mitzvah by itself. So therefore, if you learn one blat gemara, and let's say the blat has 200 words, you right away have 200 mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara says. So it's a very simple reason. Because by all other mitzvahs, you just have one mitzvah. If you learn Torah, every word or every oisof that you learn is a mitzvah by itself, so you have many more mitzvahs. So it's as simple as all that. However, if you look in the Rambam in Purush HaMishnah Yisam Peya, on that Mishnah, on the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the Rambam says, because when you learn Torah, you'll know everything. From Talmud you'll do the Maisa. By learning you'll know everything, and Mela, the learning is going to bring you to do the mitzvah itself. That is what, so the Rambam says two things. Number one, by learning Torah you know everything, and also Talmud may be Lidei Maisa. By learning you'll come to do it. But if you just do the mitzvah, you'll only do that mitzvah. But by Talmud Torah, you learn everything, and Mele, you'll do everything. So Mele, that's what the Rambam says. So I just want to explain, I don't know if the Rambam meant what I'm saying, but I just want to explain to you the following. Why Talmud Torah is so important. According to the Gemara, it's very simple, because, as I said, you do 100 mitzvahs right away in one shot. But according to the Rambam, the reason is this. Just a second, how should I say it? The Torah was given by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, like the same Pirkei Avos. Moshe kibel Torah Sinai and he gave it over to the others, Nazirvaita. So the Torah was given and it was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. So what the Rambam means to say is, learning Torah, the Torah is the language of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. That is how the Rabbeinu Shel Olam communicates with us. He gave us the Torah to know how to behave, what to do and what not to do. So the Mela, when you learn Torah, what the Rambam means that you have everything is because that is what brings you closer to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You learn the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. It's not Stamazoi Chokmas HaOdom, it's the Chokmas HaTorah. And from that, everything else follows. This is number one. Now, number two, it says in Pasuk, Veshinantom Levonecho. So you know, Rashi right away says, "Sheyiu divrei Torah mechudodim beficho." Shemishol chadam al tegamgein b'toyma lemiad. If someone asks you a question, you should be able to answer right away. So Rashi learns v'shinantam is moshin shinun. You have to learn it sharp. You have to learn it very well until you can answer questions. The Pasuk really tells you that there's a mitzvah that the father should learn with the son. V'shinantam levanecho. Or l'matam oisim espenechem. They both say the same thing. There's a mitzvah. So if you notice, first I want to point out to you, when the Rambam quotes this din of Talmud Torah, and right in the, The Rambam says that the mitzvah, the Rambam begins with Shinantam Levanecho. In Perek Aleph, Talmud Torah, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says that everyone is required to learn. Tishem Shechayiv Odnum Lumadas Benoi, Kachu Lechay Lumadas Ben Benoi, Shenema Veshinantam Levanecho. So notice the Rambam over here quotes the main pasuk of Talmud Torah is Veshinantam Levanecho. So really Veshinantam Levanecho is teaching the children Torah. Where does it say that you have to learn Torah yourself? So you could say it's a svara. No, if you don't know anything, how could you teach? You have to know something. But in the Gemara in Kiddushin, when by the sugya of Mechavtes, the Gemara's mashma, but the bar to bom is learn by yourself. You should learn Torah. Then, but if you notice, the pasuk says v'shinantam levnecha v'dibar to bom. So some ask, it should have said v'dibar to bom, then v'shinantam. First learn yourself. And then you'll be able to teach your children. So why does it say Vishnantam Lavnech, then it says Vidibar Tibon? So the Chayre from the Rambam is Mashma, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not so much to learn by yourself. That's obvious. But the main mitzvah is teaching others. And so the Pasuk right away says, the main mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not that you have to learn yourself. It's obvious, you cannot teach if you don't know anything. But the Torah wants to emphasize that the basic mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just to learn for yourself, but to learn with others. So you, really it goes on your children, but Chazal Dash and Rashi quotes it in Chumash, Benecho does not mean only your sons, it means your Talmidim. Veshinantam Levenecho, Rashi says, Eilu HaTalmidim. It comes from Chazal, Eilu HaTalmidim. So, the Rambam even says later on, the Rambam says in Perek Hei of Talmud Torah, at the last halacha Yud Gimel, HaTalmidim Moisifim Chochma Sarav Umachivim Liboy. Talmidim add to the Chochma of the Rebbe, and they expand his Chochma. Chazal say, and the Rambam gives a mashal to shem she eats cotton madlik as a gadol, just like a little piece of wood can light up the whole bunch of woods. Kach talmud cotton, a little talmud mechadei tarav, sharpens the mind of the rav ad she yoytzi menu b'sheloisav chokhma uvarav. So this is a very important thing. Do you all know? I'm saying simple things now, but you have to know these simple things. But the mitzvah of Talmud Torah really is a give and take between the Rebbe and the Talmud. And the Rambam says that even the Talmud knows much less than the Rebbe, but very often the Talmud can, let's say a Talmud asks a question, and the Rebbe didn't think of the question. So the Talmud makes him think until he figures out the Teretz. And so that's how it goes. So mainly that's why I said before, the main mitzvah isn't stamazu learning by yourself. The main mitzvah is to teach Torah to others. When you teach Torah to... When you see, it goes like this. When you learn with Talmidim, that is, many times you begin to understand yourself. See, I know from my own experience, when I prepare myself, but many times I cannot think of all the questions, or what I missed something. So very often a Talmud asks a question, or either privately or in class. So I may come up with a good teretz, or I may tell him this question is asked by Tosafos or by so and so, and that's how it goes. But I learned it from the Talmud. I myself didn't realize that. And very often there's something obvious in the sugya, and I didn't realize it. So if from Talmidim, it doesn't have to be. See, akasha you should know does not mean you have to ask Abaki Vegas akasha. Akasha means whatever you don't understand, you should ask. like the Mishnah says that if you v'loy habay shon lamed, if you are embarrassed to ask a question, you'll never learn. You have, if so, first I just want you to know, if a question bothers you, you have to ask. If for some reason you do not want to ask in public, ask me privately. But unless you, that's the real mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the give and take between a Rebbe and a Talmud. Then the other thing I want to emphasize is this. You know, you have to learn Torah with simcha. You say it in the Pirkei Avos, in the Memchas Dvarim, Shatorah Niknas, when it says, V'anava u'besimcha. Now, so you have to enjoy learning. It's based on the pasuk, Pekudei Hashem Yesharim, Mesamchei Leiv. The Torah makes you happy. So you should have a klal. If you learn and you don't enjoy learning, it's a chesaron. You have to do something about it. So I just want to explain to you the joy of learning. See, when you learn the Gemara, but there are klal. Most Gemaras are not relevant to your lives. Even Baba Kama, which has more halacha lemaisa than, let's say, in other mesechtes, but. How many times have you met a show? On 2 feet you meet many of them, but a real show, it's very rare, right? It's not really relevant. But why are you learning it? Because Torah is, there are two parts. There's halacha lemaaseh and there's learning lishmo. When you are learning a mesechta, you are learning lishmo. You are learning only because for its own sake. You're learning Torah because the Rebbe Nishan gave us a Torah and told us that that's the source of everything. And it, like it says in Pirkei Avos, you look in Torah, everything, whatever you want to know, all knowledge is somehow included in the Torah. So, b'meila, see, if a person does not enjoy learning, it's boring to him, so you have to do something about it. Discuss it with someone. You can discuss it with your Rebbe or with your Chaverim. But you have to do something about it, because Torah gives a person immense joy. Because the Chokhmah of Torah is not the Chokhmah of a human being. It's the Chokhmah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So let's say when you are learning something and you ask a very good kasha, and you discover Rabbi Kiva Ege as the kasha, or the Ksois as the kasha, or Rabbi Chaim Briske as the kasha. So, you know, you feel good about that, right? So the same is true not just about Rabbi Kiva Ege as the kasha. Any kasha, anything that you don't understand, and then you, by learning you begin to understand it, that's all you need. The Rambam says, in I think it's in Moira Nebuchim, Ein simcha ela k'atoras hasveikos. The biggest simcha is when you have a problem and you solve the problem. That itself gives you joy. You know yourselves very often when you learn a sugya, and it's an interesting sugya, and you are mechavein to a good kasher, to a good teretz, you enjoy it. So the same is true about learning anything. Whatever you learn in the Torah, you have to practice how to enjoy it. If I would ask you what is more enjoyable, an ice cream or blat gemara? So okay, I won't ask the question. I don't want to take any chances. I can tell you honestly, I would say a blat gemara, even though I enjoy ice cream as well. I enjoy good food to everybody. A human being enjoys good food. But you should know the other enjoyments that you have in the world, they are only for the moment. After you finish the ice cream, that's it. The hanoah is gone. But by Torah, it lingers on. But if you learn, very often if you're a masmit, you have a kasha, you'll be up at night, you'll look in a sefer, you'll discuss it with a chaver or with your rabbi and so on, and because you want to understand the chokhmah of Torah. So anyway, if Torah requires simcha, if you learn without simcha, it's a chesaron in learning. That's pshat in the Memchas Dvarim, shah Torah niknas behem. I told you yesterday, when I was between the age of 15 and 20, that's when I did my most important learning. And between that age, the time I was a shtikla masmit, and all I can tell you is, I used to go to sleep around 2 o'clock in the morning. Not always. When it depended on the following: if I was learning something and I couldn't figure it out, I had to figure it out. So even if it meant being up, I'm not telling you this because I'm not trying to brag now. I'm just telling you a marshal. All I can tell you is this: I myself enjoy learning very much, especially a good kasha, a good teretz, a good dvar Torah from a ktsois or from a Rav Chaim. It's very enjoyable, and I would not trade my position with the biggest millionaire. My money is important, but money is also it comes and it goes, and that's it. But whatever you learn remains with you forever. Anyway, what I want to emphasize to you is this: try to enjoy learning. And the way to do it is by when you make a leining, there are certain questions that you have. If you prepare well, that's the best marshal I can give you. If you prepare well, I'll give you a Mara Mekoymes in advance, right? And I do it every day. Sometimes I give you a Mara Mekoymes for 2 days in advance, sometimes 1 day, but you know exactly what you have to do. So if you prepare well, there are certain things that must bother you, and you don't know. You try to figure it out by yourself, and you couldn't. Then when you come to Shia, and let's say I take up that kasha and I give a teretz, and let's say it's a good teretz, we have a question, and I give you a good answer. It makes no chilek whether it's my own answer or it's a ktsois or it's a rishon or an achon. So that gives you joy, but you have to. As I said on Tuesday when I spoke to the new students, the most important thing in learning is determination. If you are determined to steig away in learning, you will steig away. But if you're not determined, then you're not going to steig. You'll remain on the same level. So anyway, since this is the beginning of the Zman, and Talmud Torah is the biggest mitzvah, so if you were to learn and try to understand, Havana is most important in learning. You have to understand. You first translate the Gemara, fine. But after you translate, you have to understand what is the concept, what's the machlokes, Rashi and Tosef is. Like we have, you have a hakira, you have this and that. If you learn like this, you'll see you'll enjoy it. And if not, if you don't enjoy it, you're not going to learn because. That's the nature of a human being. You don't want to do something that you don't enjoy. But all I can tell you, I'm not the only one. Learning Torah is extremely enjoyable. You learn because you are learning the Chochmah of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And once you enjoy learning, you'll see there'll be time. You'll have more time to learn. To learn this with simcha is that's part of learning Torah. Without simcha, you are lacking a very important ingredient in your learning. And one more thing I just remembered, the Chazon Ish used to say that he cannot imagine that the ktsois enjoyed a good piece of meat, or a good kugel, or a good something else. The Ktsois only enjoyed learning Torah. And the Chazon Ish was like this. The Brisker Rav was like this. We cannot compare ourselves to these people, but that is the derech to go by. It means their love for Torah and their enjoyment of Torah was immense. So, and that's the only way you'll steig away. Okay, that's basically what I wanted to tell you today. Now, beginning with next week, I want to get acquainted with a new Talmidim. So you don't have to wait for me to call you, but I'll just at random. Sunday I'll be able to meet at least with let's say Wait, I'll just go by the list. What's the first one? I cannot even read it. Anyway, the next one is Witkin. Oh, I met you already, but I just want to get acquainted with you. So on Sunday I don't have much time. So I'll and Monday I want to speak to Erez. It's Erez, right? But what is it? Is it? Aza. I'm sorry. That's you, right? And then comes who's Sherman again? Oh, you are Sherman. So sometimes, even during either during lunch hour or even if you want to speak to me earlier, I'm available. All right, and I'll get acquainted with all of you. And I told you, Madam McCarnes, yeah, I did tell you. Now I'll be here this Shabbos. Well, there's nothing to prepare for. Shabbos is an enjoyable day by itself. Okay, so I hope to see you all here on Shabbos.